Illustrating further interconnecting business associations of this time was International Telephone and Telegraph, ITT, German chairman Gerhard Westrick, a close associate of John Foster Dulles, who was a partner to Dr. Heinrich Albert, head of Ford Motor Company in Germany until 1945. Two ITT directors were German banker Schroeder and Walter Schellenberg, head of counterintelligence for the Nazi Gestapo, the Nazi Geheime Staatspolizei, or Secret State Police. America's International Telephone and Telegraph Corporation sold Germany communication and war material, including as many as 50,000 artillery fuses per month, more than 3 years after Pearl Harbor. The more interconnecting business ties between America and the Nazis can be seen by studying the Rockefeller-owned Chase National Bank, now J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, the largest corporate bank in the United States. Charles Higham explained how the Rockefellers owned Standard Oil of New Jersey, the German accounts of which were siphoned through their own bank, the Chase, as well as through the independent National City Bank of New York, NCB, which also handled Standard, Sterling Products, General Aniline and Film, part of the IG Farben combine, Swedish Enskilde Bank, SKF, and ITT, whose chief, Sostenis Ben, was a director of NCB. Two executives of Standard Oil's German subsidiary were Karl Lindemann and Emil Helfferich, prominent figures in Himmler's circle of friends of the Gestapo, its chief financiers, and close friends and colleagues of BIS's Baron von Schroeder. Further banking connections, noted by author William Bramley, involved German banker Max Warburg and his brother Paul Warburg, who had been instrumental in establishing the Federal Reserve System in the United States. Both were directors of IG Farben. H.A. Metz of IG Farben was a director of the Warburg Bank of Manhattan, which later became part of the Rockefeller Chase Manhattan Bank. Standard Oil of New Jersey had been a cartel partner with IG Farben prior to the war. One American IG Farben director was C.E. Mitchell, who was also director of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York and of Warburg's National City Bank. IG Farben president Hermann Schmitz served on the boards of Deutsche Bank and the Bank for International Settlements. In 1929, Schmitz was voted president of the Board of National Citibank, now Citibank.
This is the end of the CD. The audiobook continues on the next CD.